से ताहम
Lesson 10 Attitude Notice the different definitions of attitude. Attitude can be defined as an affective feeling of liking or disliking toward an object, which can be basically anything that has an influence on behavior. An attitude is not a feeling, a cognition, or a form of behavior. Instead, attitudes combine all three components in an integrated affect cognition behavior system. An attitude is a relatively enduring organization of beliefs, feelings, and behavioral tendencies towards socially significant objects, groups, events, or symbols. An attitude is a psychological tendency that is expressed by evaluating a particular entity with some degree of favor or disfavor. Structure of attitudes. Attitudes' structure can be described in terms of three components. Affective component. This involves a person's feelings or emotions about the attitude object. For example, I am scared of spiders. Behavioral component. This involves the way the attitude has influence on how we act or behave. For example, I will avoid spiders and scream if I see one. Cognitive component. This involves a person's belief or knowledge about an attitude object. For example, I believe spiders are dangerous. This model is known as the ABC model of attitudes. The three components are usually linked. However, there is evidence that the cognitive and affective components of behavior do not always match with behavior. The function of attitudes. Attitudes can serve functions for the individual. Daniel Katz, 1960, outlined four functional areas. 1. Knowledge. Attitudes provide meaning, that is, knowledge for life. The knowledge function refers to our need for a world which is consistent and relatively stable. This allows us to predict what is likely to happen and so gives us a sense of control. Attitude can help us organize and structure our experience. Knowing a person's attitudes helps us predict his or her behavior. For example, knowing that a person is religious, we can predict that he or she will go to mosque or church on certain times. 2. Self or ego expressive. The attitudes we express, 1. Help communicate who we are, and 2. May make us feel good because we have asserted our identity. Self-expression of attitudes can be nonverbal too. Think of bumper sticker, cap, or t-shirt slogan. Therefore, our attitudes are part of our identity and help us to be aware through expression of our feelings, beliefs, and values. 3. Adaptive. If a person holds and or expresses socially acceptable attitudes, other people will reward him or her with approval and social acceptance. For example, when people flatter their bosses or instructors and believe it or keep silent if they think an attitude is unpopular. Again, expression can be nonverbal. Think of politician kissing a baby. Attitudes, then, are to do with being a part of a social group and the adaptive functions help us fit in with a social group. People seek out others who share their attitudes and develop similar attitudes to those they like. 4. Ego defensive. The ego-defensive function refers to holding attitudes that protect our self-esteem or that justify actions that makes us feel guilty. For example, one way children might defend themselves against the feelings of humiliation they have experienced in PE lessons is to adopt a strongly negative attitude to all sports. People whose pride has been suffered following a defeat in sport might similarly adopt a defensive attitude. I'm not bothered. I'm sick of rugby anyway. This function has psychiatric overtones. Positive attitudes towards ourselves, for example, have a protective function, that is, an ego-defensive role, in helping us reserve our self-image. The basic idea behind